Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back. The Tom and Tim Show.
With alternate facts. We have an alternate universe.
Alternate reality.
So you just came from the quinceañera of our new police chief.
Our new police chief, yeah. I felt so safe. There were so many police officers in the room. He seems like a pretty straightforward guy. And, We will see how he works out. But I have to say, there was this kind of only in San Francisco moment. Welcome to San Francisco. He's reading from prepared remarks, and they're all perfectly fine, and thanking, his wife and kids and his cousin for getting him into police work and all of his mentors and doing all this. And in the middle, somebody starts screaming about, killer cops, and they have to be hauled out. And then someone else starts screaming, and they have to be hauled out. And about a third of his speech was drowned out by protesters, and he just kind of diligently read it on. But I was looking at it and thinking, okay, welcome to San Francisco, chief.
And that was Ed Jew, He's back yelling at people. So talking about chiefs, Jerry Brown, the governor, again has come up with, this is so annoying, of playing down what we can do with reduced revenue. And, and I'm sure he thinks he's very, very Calvinistic. And, he won governorship twice, blah, blah, blah. But it's getting tired, and there is plenty of money. And arguably, if that money in any way is husbanded, it's all about priorities. And what happens, and particularly with Jerry, and unless you can change his mind, is he will not fund or restore cuts or do a cost of living for disability, for prenatal care, for seniors. I've seen him do it over and over again. It's a fight I'm tired of having. So, yep. The candidates for governor aren't exactly, they were on The Apprentice. So you're fired. we can talk about that another time. But anyway, I thought I would.
In fact, his budget message is really disturbing. He's got, it's all about buy right housing development. And it's no money for housing and no acknowledgement of what Trump is going to do. No plans to backfill what happens to Medi-Cal if we lose the Affordable Care Act. Discussion about that at all.
I believe it was David Chu who said in the paper, we should wait and see. That's what the Chronicle said. Wait and see is probably the dumbest.
Because when it happens, it's going to happen really fast and you're not going to have time to respond. Yeah. And we know.
How you ran your campaign?
Even just Trump. It's the Republicans' control Congress, and they're going to start going after our budgets, and they're going to start cutting money, and we better be ready for it.
Yeah, it's a wait and see is a very weak response, and it doesn't show the kind of chutzpah we want from the Democratic Party.
No,
but that could change with these elections all throughout the state. It sounds boring. It's so inside. It's delegates for the assembly districts and
for the state convention
and who makes that brings a strong flavor. And it looks like the Bernieites, for lack of a better term, have swept most of the districts and done very well here in San Francisco.
Yep. So that should bring some changes to the Democratic Party get a spine. We're going to have to stand up against Trump, and it's going to be about money.
Well, some of these politicos are probably looking at the march that happened. I loved your story about Bart. I got there about the time when the line was that long. But it was true. Nobody was in a foul mood.
No, everybody was very festive. It was as if the march started at the 24th Street BART station, and then we just marched through BART all the way down.
Well, I had plans to meet my daughter and then the Harvey Milk Club. Well, of course, it was so insane. And then phone, which was good for everybody. So you got to meet people, I had a sign, but then it rained and it bled, but it said, put the toilet seat down.
Well, I tell you, though, it was a lot of fun, but it was also historic. As far as we can tell, this is the largest single political protest action in the United States, definitely since the 60s and maybe even since, the post-war era. Mm. There were so many people in the streets in every one of the 50 states, in every major city. It was extraordinary. And, you hope that Trump isn't going to get the message because he doesn't care. But you hope that...
He's delusional.
Yeah.
No, I think the momentum is great. And now we got to figure out, you know, how we sustain it.
Exactly. And, you know, what this turns into.
Well, if it's a movement, which is quite different than any other expression, a movement, you know, by definition, will expand, will grow, and will be impervious to attacks and ballot measures, things like that. You can look at the immigration movement now when it started. And I think this particular movement will be unique in that we're going into it with some recognition that there are other people, you know, that working in cohesiveness will make a difference, you know, that we already know that we're kind of fucked up and we've been put against each other. So this time, let's put it aside,
yep,
you know, kind of thing. And I think the younger people particularly.
Well, that's the exciting thing, that yeah. There were so many young people at that march. So many people. Here we are, two old guys talking, but there were a lot of young people.
Yeah, I was marching with the young, older, senior, mature. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I liked it. And they were really smart. And a granddaughter of mine wanted to know why all the vaginas were white. And I thought, you know, I am so proud of you.
Yes. yes.
Yeah, no, it wasn't up. And, you know, again, it's going to be the sustainability. Did I get, speaking of money problems and sustainability, did I just talk about Prop 13?
No.
No, because Jerry Brown, that's another reason that he's so neglectful. It is so in your face that reform of Prop 13 would generate needed revenue. You wouldn't have to wait and see. You would have it, particularly
yep.
for those cuts that Jerry Brown is now.
Right, in cities, cities and counties.
Yeah. Come on already. You know, people are going to look back and say, what the hell were they thinking? So Holly Mitchell and Nancy Skinner have a bill that would go towards reforming, you know, just to re-educate people really quick. One of the things I got very close, but no banana, was a bill that reformed Prop 13 legislatively because a loophole was inserted. Willie Brown happened to be the speaker, not to indict anyone. Did I say indict? and this loophole, big corporations, simply put, can drive a train through, and they've been using it for years. So guys like Wells Fargo are paying property taxes at the rate they paid in 1985. I don't know. Don't take that literally, the date, but it's all like that. And they form
LLCs and different shell corporations and move property
and
around.
They move it. Thank you, Tim. So there you are. And you know, where is Newsom and these people running for governor? Where are they on that?
And where is Wiener going to be on this?
Wiener, and ting ting ting, yeah. and choo choo choo.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a nursery rhyme. Well, yeah, you know, why don't they step up to the plate? You know, these allegations that they represent real estate that they deny by introducing bills like Wiener's bill.
Wiener's housing bill is just horrible. It's just terrible. It's, you know, it essentially would take, and it's not going to be popular either, you know, and it's not popular to take away local control over housing decisions in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And, you know, the left, of course, is going to be furious, and the housing activists.
Well, Wiener does the ping pong thing, you see, and then he'll come up, and I think he has with a bill with Tony Atkins, who's a lesbian that was elected, and she was Speaker of the House, so she's very accomplished. And he and she are doing a bill together that, you know, like you and I will like, or gay people will like, you know, so it's that ping pong thing.
Yep.
But you know, that's hack, and that's not progress. You just stay in the same fucking place.
Yep. I'm very, very worried about his housing bill and the direction that housing policy is going to take.
He's very troubled that you're so worried.
I'm sure he's very troubled that I'm so worried. Yeah.
So, and one little plug, you're probably going to start seeing trailers for a miniseries called When We Rise, end of February, 8 episodes, ABC, and it is a dramatized history of the early gay movement here in San Francisco, not the earliest, but credit is given, around the 70s, and follows five people through their youth till present day. AIDS crisis, transgender, and of course, Gay Liberation, Harvey Milk. It's about family in many ways, too. Not that that's always a plus, but in this case it is, because it's not a defined family in the traditional way, but it has a lot of the good attributes. So When We Rise, my family will be in it, Roma Guy and Dion Jones, TMI.
No spoilers, Tom.
And I don't get shot in the shower. That's a lie, that one. There'll be all kinds of rumors out there.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Tom and Tim Show. And we will be back next week.